What am I saying then? That a thing sacrificed to idols is anything? Or that an idol is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I don't desire that you would have communion with demons. You can't both drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You can't both partake of the table of the Lord and of the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own, but each one his neighbor's good. Whatever is sold in the butcher shop, eat, asking no questions for the sake of conscience, for the earth is the Lord's and its fullness. But if one of those who don't believe invites you to a meal, and you are inclined to go, eat whatever is set before you, asking no questions for the sake of conscience. But if anyone says to you, "This was offered to idols," don't eat it for the sake of the one who told you, and for the sake of conscience. For the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. Conscience, I say, not your own, but the other's conscience. For why is my liberty judged by another's conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why am I denounced for that which I give thanks? Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no occasions for stumbling, either to Jews or to Greeks or to God, even as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of the many, that they may be saved.